she is quite simply the prettiest witch of her generation.
First coffin catch-up of the month. As you know, I usually do like two of these, but this is the first one at the beginning of a month with my new microphone, so yay! That's really exciting. Also, if it sounds a bit different, it's because I'm not recording in my closet. I'm recording sitting on my bed and brought my little desk with me. I'm actually doing a fundraiser on my OnlyFans. This is not a promo unless you want it to be, but I have been using a folding desk and a literal like banquet folding chair, and so I can get in and out of my closet. But I figured if I can set up like an actual desk in the corner in my room, I can soundproof it and it'll be perfectly fine. And then I don't have to do a closet anymore unless like I really need to. And then I would still have like the mobility. But having to sit in a chair that uncomfortable makes things really difficult. But that's besides the point. If I don't sound like I normally do, it's because I wanted to sit on the comfy part of my bed. I've been running around all day. It's the first. Happy March 1st. I had to go out and get a money order and pay rent and get groceries and eat and do all that stuff. So I'm beat. I really just did not feel like hunkering down in my closet just to record this. So let's talk about what we have going on for March. I have some collabs that will be coming out. I hope everybody enjoyed the collab with Looking for My Blue Sky. That was so much fun. And that script was just, wow, it was yummy. Okay, so let's talk about what we have going on for March. Let me just pull up all my stuff. So if you didn't notice, this is for Pythons and Up. I have given you guys a new tag poll. Essentially, I feel like you should get more for what you're paying me. So I'm going to do a custom improv that will be at Python tiers and higher. Everyone else, you have your tag poll. You also have your exclusive poll. Now remember, I've been doing this thing where whatever exclusive doesn't win, I will still do it and put it up on Reddit, because I'm going to be honest, I'm really enjoying improving stuff more or having things commissioned or sticking to the writers that I like the most, because not to be kind of a bitch, but a lot of the stuff that's out there right now is just, it's not very good. It doesn't vibe with me as well. And that's just kind of, I think it's one of those things that a lot of performers find writers that they really, really like, and they kind of stick with them. And that's what I've done, kind of. So that's what I'm doing. So having extra little improv things in my back pocket that you guys can get first is like pre-Reddits that don't win or whatever are always good to have, I feel. So whatever doesn't win will still get recorded and you'll get it first, and then it'll go on Reddit. What else do we have going on? This, I think, I have to double check, this one or next month will be the last search and rescue, and then I'll move on to reading another spooky story series type thing. I hope you've been enjoying that. It's literally one of my favorite, quote unquote, no sleep series ever. It completely gripped me when it first came out. I was obsessed with it. I remember reading them as they were like coming out. And I hope you've been enjoying them too, because I like reading them. It's a nice little break from, you know, porning, even though I love Mike moaning. Okay, what else? So we have that. Your girlfriend, Say for Work. I hope you guys liked last month. Wow. Let's get into March, Snakey. It is not February anymore. So if you remember, I said that it could have an NSFW twist. LSI, the genius that he is, left it open so that I could make it not safe for work. Well, guess what? This month no girlfriend safe for work. You're going to get the girlfriend not safe for work version of that. I hope that's okay with everybody. More moaning? Oh, how awful. How will you cope? What else? Oh, I have spoken with Little Mistress Boots, and we are going to get back into podcasting this month. Things are getting back on schedule for everybody after the holidays and me moving and stuff like that. So we get to go back into that. Also, a fun thing, it will be available on Spotify soon. So you don't have to just listen to it on our subreddits, although we do appreciate that. And you'll get it first, obviously, but it will be on Spotify. We're going to be legit. So that'll be fun. I have a couple of other little bits and pieces planned for you guys, but I like doing little surprises, so you can't know yet. Let me think of some other things. Oh, also, if you're so inclined, if you want to join Discord, you can. You don't have to interact with the other parts of the server if you don't want to. I have a separate Patreon room, but I do sometimes put audios there for pre-Reddit that can't necessarily go here, if you know what I'm saying. So if you're so inclined, there's that. Now, the thing that I mentioned in my post yesterday in the text post, I am quickly getting to 6,000 followers. It's probably going to happen within the next week or so. I don't know why people have just all of a sudden started to like bulk follow me, but it's happening. I'm not mad about it. I appreciate it. It means a lot. So I'm kind of tired of doing like a every thousand milestone on Reddit. So what I'm thinking is I'm going to save it up until 8 for Reddit. But you guys are special. You should be able to celebrate with me. So I had an idea that was given to me by somebody very special that I thought was cool. Do you guys like the idea of like getting in a voice chat with me and I will share my screen and show you guys some of my favorite porn videos? Ethically sourced, and kind of give you my commentary or like what I like about them, what I don't like about them, or I'm gonna share like just some erotica that I like. Is that weird? Would you enjoy that? And I'm gonna record it and then like people can have it. And who knows, maybe it'll get crazy. I don't know, but it was an idea and I was like, oh, that's fun, like watch porn with me. But you know, I have pretty good taste. If you're not on Discord and you've never seen the porn gifs that I post, I have pretty good taste. So it's an idea. I'm working out the logistics of it or something similar. But just so you know, you will get to celebrate with me before all of Reddit. I'm kind of burned out on celebrating 1,000 milestone on Reddit when honestly, a lot of people over there don't seem to give a shit. So not saying that they don't give a shit. I'm just saying they don't interact very much. The audio that I did for 5K was well received, and that's great. I'm glad everybody liked it. But if you know what I'm saying, you guys are special. We should do things together more often, you know? Okay, so I think that's it on filling you in on what we have to do. Obviously, I'll do another one of these when polls are done. If you haven't voted in the polls, please vote in them. Also, you'll have to scroll back a little bit, but I have a Patreon suggestion form. It's a Google Doc. If you ever have like an idea that's not completely fleshed out, but you have like tags and stuff that you think that I could improv it, there's a thing for that. And I know some of you have submitted stuff and I have read over them and I am going to do something with all of those. And if you submit it and I end up recording it, you do get a free downloadable copy no matter what level of Patreon you're on. Whew, that was a mouthful. So, I think that's about it. I'll do another one of these once the polls end and we have winners or tags and kind of let you know where we're going with that. And then obviously I usually have you guys pick themes for improv audios because it makes it more fun. So I'll definitely do that again. Also, if you ever have thoughts, questions, concerns, etc., you can message me. Patreon gets different privileges. I don't like accepting Reddit DMs unless it's business, but you guys can DM me anytime you want here. Or if you are on Discord, if you just ask me, I do have no DM in Discord, but if you just ask me in the Patreon room, I'll say yes. So That's about it as I rustle around for this. Thanks for bearing with me and not wanting to go in my closet. I hope this doesn't sound awful. It shouldn't, because I'm using this dope ass microphone that you guys helped me get. Thank you. It's making such a big difference, and like I can hear a huge difference. I'm sure you can too. So thanks. It's also helping me to further my voice acting career. I'm getting more commissions and offers and fun things like that, and who knows where it will all go, but I appreciate every single one of you for sticking around every month. If you're new, hi, welcome. Thanks so much for joining. If you don't stick around forever, that's okay too. I appreciate everybody while they're here, and I'm just forever grateful that I have people that like to support me and like the work that I do, because it means a lot. Okay, I'm going to go eat a cookie and have some water and kind of have a little chill moment before I do the rest of my beginning of the month stuff, because, you know, I never stop. But I love doing this. It's just, I'm happy to be living the dream at the moment, and I don't see it going anywhere anytime soon. I hope that I can continue to grow and just do this forever, because holy shit, I love my job a lot. So thank you all. I hope you have an excellent Monday or Tuesday, if it's Tuesday where you're at or about to be Tuesday. I love you all so much, and I will see you soon. Bye.